श्रीनिवास आचार्य जो है एंड वेरी यंग एज मैं तो एक विष्णुप्रिया देवी थी फ्रॉम वेरी यंग एज एंड वेंट टू मीट विद महाप्रभु बट व्हेन ही went to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu disappeared that time. And he met with Jayadeva Pandit Goswami. And Mahaprabhu said, in the dream, you go to Gadadhar and learn their Srimad Bhagavatam. And Jayadeva Pandit also had got dream, Mahaprabhu come, and told Srinivas Swami, you teach him. But Gadadhar Pandit every day, he is reading Srimad Bhagavatam from Mahaprabhu. And Bhagavat was tears. Bhagavat shloka was hazy.
Illegible.
Then when Srinivas come to learn from Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit told to Srinivas, yes, order of Mahaprabhu, I shall read you, I shall teach you, but my book is not
readable.
You bring one book from Bengal. And he went, one book from Bengal, and he come back to Puri, and Gadadhar disappeared that time. And from there, he went to Vrindavan, from Puri to Vrindavan. But that time Narottam Thakur also joined Srinivas and Samananda. Three, they headed from Jiva Goswami Prabhu, all the Goswami Shastra and Srimad Bhagavat specially. But actually, Srinivas, blessings of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit said, I shall teach you. That blessings was good. Srinivas and Srinivas become automatically so much learned in Srimad Bhagavat by the grace of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit only said, I shall teach you. That is my sufficient. And we serve Gadadhar Pandit, he became a great Bhagavad teacher. And he was student of Jiva Goswami Prabhu actually. Then when teaching finished, Jiva Goswami gave them title Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Samananda Prabhu, and given all the Goswami Grantha for Bengal and Bangla. That time so many Vaishnavas, Mahaprabhu followers, they come with a bullock cart from Vrindavan to Navadvip. But in the middle, when they enter in Bengal, when they are coming with full bullock cart of Goswami Grantha,
the books of Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and others also, some books. When come in Bengal, Bankura, there was one king, small king, but dacoit king. Kings have some jyotishi, and he is stealing, who is coming from UP side by road and Rabari. The name was Veer Hambi. He jyotishi told, this bullock cart full of jewel. Then Veer Hambi man stolen that, forcefully stolen and given to Veer Hambi, and Veer Hambi opened that box, maybe wooden box that time, and have seen the grantha, that books, full of books, and was surprised, no jewel, and he chastised to his jyotishi, why? You talk jewel, you again, you research. Again he had done and told it is jewel. And Veer Hambi was also religious mentality man. Then he think, yes, surely it's jewel. And two, three times they result, but every time result comes jewel. And he kept it, his store, nicely. And every day he is hearing Srimad Bhagavat externally or some heart also was for religion. And they are pandit. Not every day, maybe some occasionally. Occasionally, that is possible. And Srinivasa Acharya, Samananda Prabhu, and Narottam Thakur search so much, but no have got the trace of the books. Then there was so unhappy and crying. Then Srinivas told to Narottam Thakur and Samananda Prabhu, what you learned from Jiva Goswami Prabhu and Goswami, you try to preach, go back to your house, but I shall not go without this book, that book. I shall stay and I shall search.
Srinivas was elder?
Huh?
Srinivas was elder.
Yes, that time he was young.
Yeah, but he was older than Narottam and
He was leader. Then Narottam Das Thakur gone to North Bengal and his place he tried to preach. Samananda Prabhu gone Minnapur and there tried to preach. And Srinivasa Acharya stayed in Bankura. Place is Vishnupur name, with a Brahmin family. And Brahmin was learned man, Pandit, and he had Srinivasa's quality and qualification. He happily given shelter and he heard everything. He also did not know who stole him. In the meantime, one day, Bhagavat Saptaha started in Vishnupur, King Birhambi's house. And many invited there, 100 Saptapur, there, going for hearing. And that Pandit also told Srinivasa, will you go to hear Bhagavat? Having their meeting in King's assembly. And Srinivasa then also gone with him. And there, King's Pandit, he is explaining Bhagavat. After hearing something, Srinivasa protest. He cannot tolerate. What you are giving the meaning, it is finally going to Mayavad. That time Mayavad was so wide all over the India. And it is not meaning something of Bhagavad. Then everyone surprised. Srinivasa Charya was very thin and very sad, but looking exalted personality. Then Raja Birhambi said, can you explain? And Srinivasa accepted, yes. Real meanings, can you explain? And Srinivasa told, yes, I can. Then he invited and seated Vyasasa and explained Srimad Bhagavat. And that Pandit and others was very much surprised to hear from Srinivasa Charya, and everyone surrendered with his conception. And Raja Birhambi was very surprised and moved, and he told, who are you? You do not know from where you are coming. Then stories, his story told to Raja Birhambi. Yeah, I am coming from Vrindavan, the Rup Sanatana, Bhakta Raghunath, Raghunath Das Goswami, so many Vaishnavas literature. Vrindavan to novelty in the way I lost everything. And Raja Birhambi understand, yeah, I stole it. And Birhambi taken Srinivasa Charya to his storeroom and told, this is your book. And Srinivasa was very happy, told him, yes, this. And Birhambi apologized to him, his feet, and told, I have stolen it. I am stealing. I am a dark weight. Actually, it's a tight. And I am taking shelter from your feet. You please initiate me. Actually, it is my astrologer said it is jewels. For that, I swallow. But actually, it is jewels, but we cannot understand. But when astrologer told it is jewel, I believe that. I take your everything, nothing lost. Then Srivasacharya initiated that Raja Birambir and his family and so many taken initiation there. And Srivasacharya sent news to Bengal, Nartam Thakur and Samananda Prabhu and others. I have got back our Goswami's holy tradition. Then preaching started from Bankura, Vishnupur, Srinivasacharya. And then three zones. One zone was Nartam Thakur. And Nartam Thakur very widely preach in North Bengal plus Manipur, Assam, etc. And Srinivasacharya, Bardhaman, Birbhum, Bankura, Nadia, Dishcha, and Samananda Prabhu, Mindapur, and near to that, other places. And time to time they are meeting. This history I can remember later about Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya also composed some literature and some
Ashtakam
and some Sanskrit slokas. But they are preaching the Goswami's literature. And finally, he stayed in Bankura.